AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that, in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News. Back in court again today, trying to get a new trial. Scott Peterson, convicted 20 years ago of killing his then-pregnant wife.
Much of the attempt by Scott Peterson and his attorneys from the LA Innocence Project relies on what unfolds in a Redwood City courtroom today. They want pieces of evidence tested or retested for DNA, and they claim those results will show under current DNA technology that Scott Peterson did not commit the murders. But prosecutors say Peterson was convicted and has tried over and over again to get off, but has been denied, and that the attempts need to stop. It'll be up to a judge today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NBA playoffs. Timberwolves survive in the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas, but Minnesota still trails in the series 3-1. And it turns out peanut butter may be good for babies. A new study from British researchers suggests that introducing smooth peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old can cut down on the risk of peanut allergies by 70%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A new look for the Packers defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers continue OTA practices. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on what he thinks about his new safety, Xavier McKinney, signed in free agency.
No, it's funny you guys asked me about that. One, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
NFL OTAs could be a thing of the past. The players' union working on a proposal to eliminate voluntary spring practices and in return have players report earlier to training camp. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Cubs at AmFam Field. Chicago scoring 5 runs in the 10th after a 1-1 tie in the 9th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on snapping a 5-game losing streak.
That's why you keep fighting, and the ball talk it, ends up getting their closer out of the game, and then we put together a really good inning.
That's the Cubs' Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear down to 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll get organized with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Yes, it's the John and Gordy Family Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, Johnson and State. Come on by.
Let's start off with a double birthday today, okay?
Double birthday? Yeah, what are you talking
let's
about?
Let's play the special,
yeah?
Special Art Paul birthday song for
happy
two.
Birthday, what?
Happy birthday. Two individuals.
Happy birthday. Two birthdays.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
The state of Wisconsin is celebrating a birthday today.
Exactly, yes. And my son Brett is 22 years old, coming up this afternoon.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 22.
Wow. What's he going to do to celebrate?
Well, he's going to go off to Canada.
What?
Yes. He's flying up to Canada because
he's dodging the draft.
Girls.
What?
Girls, girls, girls.
he's going with girls
he's
to Canada?
Up to he's going to see someone.
He's
going
to
go up there and see somebody. Now, a couple of years ago, he went out to Vegas to see girls, girls, girls. A girl that he wanted to, meet finally after being on the internet for a long period of time out in Vegas. And now he's going up to Canada. So he's globetrotting all over the place. His previous girlfriend in high school got him to go to Amsterdam.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this my son is the globetrotter. I haven't been out of the country. Well, yeah, I've been in Canada, around
the border.
That doesn't
count.
Yeah, I know.
How does he meet these people?
Well, on the internet. But then, you have to meet them eventually, and you have to travel. They could travel here, but no, he's going to travel. And this is what I did yesterday. I went out and got this chocolate cake that they have at Costco. It's like ice cream and heavy chocolate.
Oh, no.
It's wonderful. It's just unbelievable. My wife said, don't go out and get it yet. Get it tomorrow on his birthday.
Yeah.
And I said, why? Because what? He's going to go in the refrigerator and take it out and start eating it? He's not going to wait for the event to take place? She goes, well, I don't think he will.
And?
Well, guess what? Last night, before I went to bed, he comes upstairs from his little cubicle in the basement.
And?
And he said, I'm going to have some of that cake.
Well, It's his cake.
It's his cake.
He can eat it too.
He can eat it too, yeah.
Okay.
So he had a little slice of that, and I thought, aren't you just going to wait for the big event? And he said, well, no. I mean, it's a big cake.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a good point. So he had his cake, and he's 22 years old.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Brett. Happy birthday, Brett.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And the state of Wisconsin also celebrating.
Yeah, yeah, who cares? We're here, you know, we're in the state. We just take it for granted. Could be just a wild territory, but no, they had to have statehood.
Okay.
All right, now let's get, now that's a Gen Z thing.
Is it?
Now let's get to the millennials. We don't talk about the millennials much. But they're killing the economy, man. They're just killing
it. Why?
Actually, they're not. They're actually progressing. 70 products that the woke millennials refuse to buy, affecting the economy.
17 products.
17.
That they do not buy anymore.
That's right.
Okay.
And some of these have already morphed and changed. So anyway, we'll get to that.
Okay.
One of them, in no particular order, by the way, traditional cable internet. Millennials are transitioning from conventional cable internet, which is what you have, to high-speed fiber optic connections and wireless options because it's faster up and down.
Okay.
If you have fiber optic,
sure.
You have coax cable, it's fast download but not very fast upload. But they're improving. They improved.
I would get fiber optic if it was in my neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're expanding it.
Yeah.
I have TDS out in Middleton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. They're getting rid of cable.
Okay.
All right. How about this? This
All
is
right.
another thing that they're refusing to buy. Traditional gyms.
Mm.
How many times have you had a gym membership there, Gordy?
Yeah.
I've had a few myself, and we never went.
Yeah. Well, I went for a couple of years, and then, it kind of faded away.
Now, I used to be at Vic Tanny, and I picked Vic Tanny because they have clubs all over the country, right?
Right.
And you can go anywhere and go to a Vic Tanny because you're a member.
I like Planet Fitness.
Well,
go when you want.
That's well
low
after
cost.
Vic Tanny.
Well, sure, yeah.
But Vic Tanny's gone. Went out of business. A
couple of decades ago, Vic Tanny.
I know. It has that image, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Speedo.
Right. Vic Tanny.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, millennials are moving away from the traditional gyms in search of customized fitness experiences like you were talking about.
Mm.
They are drawn to boutique studios, home workout programs. And I eventually morphed into the home workout program.
Really?
Yeah.
You're doing the...
I found a really good one. It's mostly core exercises. And you work out the entire body at once with that particular one exercise. So it's really good.
Does it work?
Yeah, it really works. Well, look at me.
You're really buff. Yeah, I know.
Buff.
You're the picture of health.
Yeah. Well,
if there was a picture of health, it would be you.
Well,
that's
now,
it.
Now I feel like just completely collapsing in a corner in a fetal position.
You do that once a day anyway, so why would today be any different?
That's my session of meditating. What are you doing?
That's how you meditate.
That's how I meditate.
In the fetal position.
Yes. Sweating profusely.
You're painting a picture that it's not pretty.
No.
Okay.
All right. Millennials are refusing to buy disposable diapers.
Yeah,
they're moving away
from
disposable diapers.
For themselves.
Well, you never know with these dating networks.
That's right.
This is to address the waste-related concerns that they have.
Sure.
They're embracing cloth diapering.
Okay. Well,
I have to say, after having two kids, the disposables are much better. I don't want to deal with
washing diapers. Cloth diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would. I can't even imagine doing that.
Well, that's what our parents, did for us.
Right. Look how bad we turned.
That was before disposable diapers. So, they had to use the cloth diapers with the diaper pins. Wow.
Yeah.
How many times did you get stuck, I wonder? I mean, I think about that.
Well, not only do you have to clean their butt, man, but you got to clean the stuff off the diaper before you wash them.
Too much information.
It is too much information.
Yeah.
That's why we had disposals.
That's what happened.
That's all right. Okay. They have moved away from refillable pens. Have you thought about this one?
No.
Uh-huh.
So they're going back to refillable pens?
Well, not the fountain pen.
No.
Although I love those. It says here, in a bid for sustainability, millennials are opting for refillable and environmentally friendly pens instead of disposable ones. And
okay.
I have a personal experience on this. I bought some really, really good pens.
Yeah?
Of course, you know, I forgot all my pens today.
I know.
But I thought, oh, these are the best. And they really are. They're fantastic. They're markers almost.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get more of them. And all of a sudden, I see in the package, it says, refillable.
Mm.
And you can buy the cartridges.
No
just
kidding.
Put inside so you don't have to buy the whole outside exterior.
Wow, that's great. They used to have those I remember growing up.
Remember cartridge?
Yeah, cartridge pens.
Yeah, you used to throw cartridges.
Yeah, you get the cartridge,
in.
You put a new cartridge
now
in.
Now it's just that little tube of ink.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But the cartridges, I love those. I had a sixth grade teacher who brought in a India ink bottle and a syringe, and we'd all go up to his desk, and he would fill our cartridges up again.
Oh, that killed 20 minutes or so, right? Every day? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty wild, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, they're refusing, millennials are refusing to buy into the traditional taxi services. Younger generation, particularly millennials, favor ride-sharing and transportation apps.
Yeah.
Here's one, disposable coffee cups. We all know about that one, right?
Right.
The eco-awareness of millennials led them to abandon disposable coffee cups.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Number 7 on the list, traditional banking. Younger generations, particularly millennials, are embracing online banking and financial technology, fintech options. I don't know what that
fintech.
Is. Fintech. I don't know what that is.
Financial technology. Well, it just means you don't have to sit down at a bank and set up an account or anything. You just do it all online, right? And then they advise you, Rocket Mortgages all of that. Mm-hmm. It's all financially, available online.
That's probably fintech.
I would think so.
Yeah. During the Great Recession caused by free market Republicans, they won't bring it up very often. I told you that my mega friend in Milwaukee didn't even know about that recession.
Oh, really?
The Great Recession.
He didn't know about it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Really? Was there one? 2008. I never heard of that one.
Mm.
I moved away from banks at that point. They were responsible for that, that Great Recession. And I moved away from the banks and I go to the credit union now, UW Credit Union.
Ah.
And now they got rid of all our fees.
Is that
which
right?
Which is a fantastic thing. I love that.
Hmm.
Not Chase, though.
No?
I got a little fee last month. My first one in 10 years. I'm a little distressed by that. Millennials have given up brand name cleaning products. The younger generation, specifically millennials, are moving towards eco-friendly and do-it-yourself cleaning solutions.
Okay.
Seems crazy. I like the smell of chemicals, don't you?
Bleach.
Yeah. Printed books.
Printed books.
Millennials are refusing to buy printed books. Okay. Millennials are moving away from them, and they're getting their digital reading devices.
Sure.
They've been around for a long
Audible.
Time. Audible.
Well,
yeah. Audible and, of course,
what are the other
paperless,
ones?
What is that?
I don't know.
A Kindle?
I don't know.
A Kindle.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I should know that automatically. My wife writes books.
She's an author. You might know that.
For Amazon.
Yeah.
So I guess I should know that.
Okay.
They're refusing to buy non-organic produce, while the Republicans in the Farm Bill want to dump more pesticides on our food. Non-organic produce. Millennials are moving toward organic produce.
Makes sense.
A preference for backing local farms over purchasing from large multinational companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a few more, just about four more or less. So we'll get to those in just a moment right here on the Family Show.
Yeah. Also, Rachel Barnhart, our guest, in just a few minutes. John and Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Dieterville Lumber and Supply in Denmark is honoring, recognizing, and saluting all the troops standing tall for all of our American freedoms. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters in support from home. This from Dieterville Lumber and Supply on South County Road T in Denmark. Our soldiers make the ultimate sacrifice every day, so please give them a salute, a handshake, or just say thanks. Serving the community with pride for more than 60 years. For all your building supplies, stop in today or call 920-863-2191.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
Yeah. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, the John and Gordy Show from Short Stack Eatery. Stop on by. We'd love to talk to you and see you.
Got a little bit of a crowd here this morning.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's filling up.
You can also sit outside and enjoy the beautiful weather this morning. Sunshine. It's chilly, though. 51 degrees. Highs today, upper 60s.
By the way, that little music band that we heard, that's a theme song for Baba Hotep.
Okay.
Remember we were talking about great movie themes?
Yes.
That is one of my favorite ones.
Mm. Okay.
Just thought I'd mention it. Now let's get back to our list of woke
Thanks
millennial,
for sharing. That's good.
Woke millennial products that they refuse to buy nowadays. Here it is. Fashion clothing. The younger generation are shifting their preferences away from fast fashion apparel.
What's fast fashion apparel?
I asked my kids that.
What does that mean?
It's just trendy stuff.
Okay.
They're moving away from that to go into the more traditional style of clothing.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Okay, number 12 on our list, disposable razors.
They're moving away from those. Okay.
And they're focusing on sustainability and choosing shaving options that last much longer. or not shaving at all, I guess. Really?
Well, that's part of it, too. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But I kind of went to a disposable just to see what it was like again. I have a box of like 18. God, you'd think they have a smaller box.
Yeah. No.
But, you know, they could have a better angle on the disposables.
Yeah.
They make it really hard. It's almost like, to like a 90-degree angle from your face. It's really hard to kind of
maneuver. Yeah, I don't like disposables, but I do use them once in a while.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay, millennials are moving away from cable television packages, and this is one of those.
Isn't everybody?
It's kind of morphing now. This is the one industry that's changing before our very eyes. The younger generations are abandoning conventional cable TV subscriptions in favor of streaming services that provide enhanced flexibility, diversity, and clarity. Of course, they're in 4K now, so because clarity goes along with it.
Sure, right.
But
what's going on, Pat?
Very busy here.
Busy.
But, conventional cable, the old way of doing it is, with the old coax, and you have the TV stations along with, some streaming services that you might purchase. Now it's just streaming services. But Seems like they're packaging.
Yes.
Now they're bundling.
They are bundling. They're packaging. They're redoing. Yeah.
So we're going back to confusing.
Yeah. Don't like it.
And I know that Max is somehow combining with Disney Plus somehow. And I haven't seen a package offered in that because pretty soon White Lotus is going to be back on with another season, which is outrageous and fun. I would miss that series, basically. All right. They're moving away from single-use plastic products.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to move away from those.
My family is like very concerned about all the plastic that we use, the plastic bags for our groceries.
Plastic water bottles.
The plastic wrap around things.
Right.
Yeah. And the fact that now we're finding out that even in plastic water bottles,
yes,
that the plastic is somehow getting into the water.
And
microplastic.
Into our systems, yes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So now we're turning into what, you know, people in the 60s used to call plastic people. Guess we knew that
plastics
was coming, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the things that the woke millennials are refusing to buy that are affecting our economy.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
going
thinking
on?
Gen Z as well. That's what I'm thinking.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Okay. All right, let's get into the... This is totally outrageous. It's almost... it is jaw-dropping.
Okay.
I can't even believe this is happening. This is from the Tennessee Holler. Hours after the carnage in Rafah, which was devastating, if you've seen any of that stuff, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
It's
awful.
It's in your head.
I mean. Yep.
Former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was in Israel signing her name on missiles.
Why?
That Israel is going to drop on Gaza. She's signing her name on the missiles, the actual missiles, writing, "Finish them. America hearts Israel."
Okay. So she's autographing these
missiles.
These
that
missiles
are going into Gaza, that will be going into Gaza, and saying, "Finish them. America hearts Israel."
That's a photo op.
It was a photo op, and they had the missiles, you know,
yeah,
all standing up there, and she's signing them all and writing her special message on the shells.
What is she doing? I don't understand. Is she trying to become vice president, or because she signed off on Trump? Now she's okay. She's going to vote for Trump. She's announced that. And now she's making appearances overseas, and signing missiles.
Well, it's what Republicans can do in foreign countries.
Yeah,
that is so deplorable, and yet if a Democrat or some lefty on a foreign soil says something somewhat negative,
right?
Boy, they climb all over them. The right wing media machine climbs all over them. They amplify it dramatically. Hold on, we've got a line of people waiting to get into Short Stack Eatery.
Suddenly, the whole group showed
up.
Huge.
I think they've
come
to
see us.
Pretty sure. We'll get to those autographs a little bit later on, folks.
They didn't hear you. They're ordering. Don't worry about it. Fragile ego that you have there.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Okay, let's.
What is that group?
It's like 12 people walked in all of a sudden.
I know. Yeah. What is that all about? Deplorables versus. You don't want to hear that.
Well, we can save that. You know, we talk about our guest coming up.
Yes.
Shortly. Rachel Barnhart is with Up Together. Is that the name of the group?
Up Together.
Yeah. And they're about providing money to low income or no income people. And, you know, just like a monthly allowance, basically, from the government, maybe $500 in some cases, maybe $1,000. This is being done in some other countries, and it's starting to catch on. So we're going to be talking with Rachel Barnhart in just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's a great program. The Universal Basic Income is what
they
call it.
That's what it is, Universal Basic Income.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's one of the great ideas, and again, our own legislators, the... gerrymandered Republicans, hopefully not for very long, wanted to ban universal basic income programs locally. They didn't want local governments to provide any kind of money to low-income individuals. They wanted to ban it. Why? There's no specific reason, obviously, just to, you know, get even with people. They didn't like government handouts. They call it a government handout, but it's a way to help people, you know, get into the system, you know, move up the ladder. That's what it's all about, raising all the boats.
Okay. Yeah. It's basic income is needed by so many people that have nothing.
Well, the idea is to do it nationwide.
Right.
And provide everybody. By the way, it was a Republican idea many, many years ago to do something like this, to have, like, they called it a negative tax.
Okay.
And so they would provide all of this universal basic income to people based on their incomes. And it would be nationwide. So we wouldn't have all these welfare programs. A few of them, but just not all of them.
All right. That's it. John and Gordy from Short Stack Eatery will be talking to Rachel Barnhart coming up next.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of farms in Wisconsin struggling not only with the weather, but with the budget. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And many are looking at diversifying, trying to make sure they're growing revenue not to pay just today's bills, but also think about the next generation. A farmstead in Lancaster, Wisconsin will be used as an example of that diversification coming up tomorrow. Details on the way.
To help take care of your ag operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal.
Kyle Vesperman from Vesperman Farms in Lancaster will be one of the featured panelists during the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference both tomorrow and Friday on the UW-Platteville campus. He explains why ice cream turned into one of the answers of diversification they were looking at.
To be very honest with you, it's just I'm just a kid trying to keep this farm that's been in my family for so many generations, just keep it viable and keep it going. If people remember back 2018, 2019, those were very, very wet falls. So we had some pretty down years right after building our big building. And I was sort of looking for ideas that could be a good shoulder season or diversifying into different things. And also finding things that fit really well with what we do out here at the farm. With our main audience is families with young kids. And so things that would enhance people's experience here at the farm.
Kyle Vesperman with Vesperman Farms in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Right now, they've got two ice cream trucks that literally travel the region. He also sells their ice cream to retail stores. This year, he says he'll also be selling ice cream on the farm for the first time. Typically, they're selling about 50,000 cones and dishes and 20,000 pints throughout the summer.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
Wisconsin farms struggled with the weather we've had over the past 7 days' time. As of Sunday, 74% of our soybeans are planted, 78% of our corn already in the ground. But obviously, still some ground to cover. There's a quick update on what's happening in food news. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear down to 43. Tomorrow sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Polzowitz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Stephanie Miller here, inviting you to listen to my show right after John and Gordy. It is like cleanup every morning here. A mess they make right here on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Take away the stack of stuff here. All the millennials are turning away. Now we have it. It's in our warehouse. Yes, this is the family show, WMDX, 92.7 FM. 1580 AM and on your social media dial, and plus on our social media app or Civic Media
app. That's right. And we are live at Short Stack Eatery, where we come every Wednesday morning and invite you to join us, and a bunch of people just did.
It is very, very busy here this morning.
Very busy, but
this warm weather brings everybody out in the morning, doesn't it?
I guess so. Yeah, it's beautiful today. 51 degrees right now, highs in the upper 60s. Going to be a nice one. Okay.
All right. Well, we'd like to welcome our guest, Rachel Barnard from Up Together, and we're going to talk about universal basic income here on the John and Gordy Show. Rachel, thanks for being with us this morning.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, we've been talking about universal basic income for a long time on this program. It's one of the most important issues, I think, that this country has to face, because there is there's something called capitalism. It seems to be affecting a lot of people in a very negative way, because it's not helping everybody. It's helping the wealthy and all those people who have benefited from our taxes that have created a system for a lot of people to succeed. And those people that succeed pay higher taxes, so that tax can then be applied to bring everybody else up somewhere along the way. And that should be the formula. But it's not the formula, at least from the right wing, that we're hearing about lately, at least in their Project 2025 that they're putting out there. So universal basic income seems like the thing that we could throw them, that lifeline that we can throw out to them. Can you explain universal basic income to our listeners this morning?
Sure. Well, it's great to be here. I'm the media relations director for a national nonprofit that has distributed more than $200 million since 2020 alone to about 200,000 participants. And we should probably distinguish between universal basic income and guaranteed income. Universal basic income is a monthly payment or some kind of payment that everyone gets, a set payment that everyone is eligible to receive. Universal Basic Income, or UBI, is something that became popular under Andrew Yang when Andrew Yang ran for president. All of a sudden, everyone's thinking about what this would look like and how it would change their lives. Guaranteed income, which is more what you're seeing gain momentum in pilots across the country and what my organization does, guaranteed income is targeted. It's targeted towards a specific group of people. Typically, guaranteed income programs are targeted to people who might live in a certain zip code or earn a certain amount of money, usually not a lot of money, or perhaps mothers with children. That is a guaranteed income program. And you're seeing pilots across the country that give, you know, $500 a month or $1,000 a month for a set period of time, usually a year or 18 months. And what we do is we measure the impact of those cash payments on these households during that time period. And we find a big impact.
Now, we had a kind of a similar test program during COVID, where they increased the amount of money, a child tax credit, and they increased it and cut poverty for children in half in this country. And it was a great experiment, and it was all at once, and we found out that it worked marvelously, and then they didn't continue it. We had a success rate on it, and they didn't pay attention. No one paid attention to it, so it didn't get renewed, unfortunately. Is that a similar way of maybe thinking of guaranteed universal income?
Rachel?
Hey, Rachel? Okay.
I think we lost Rachel.
We're going to check.
Yes, we're going to check and see if we can't get her back on.
Sam, you keep us posted. We're talking about with Rachel Barnhart from Up Together about universal basic income. And we'll see if we can get her back on the phone.
Okay,
oh, great. There she's back.
And so, you know what? The cable guy's coming to my house in 2 hours because he's been having problems. So I probably should have done this on my phone. But I'm back. I'm so sorry.
No, this is great.
You're fine.
I was talking about the program that we experimented with during COVID, where the child tax credit was increased dramatically and cut child poverty in half, which is kind of a guaranteed universal income for those people that are targeted. Is that correct?
Yes. The expanded earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, was an enormous success during the pandemic. And unfortunately, Congress did not continue the expansion. Although there is a deal on the table now, it wouldn't look like it did during the pandemic, but it would still lift millions of children out of poverty. But the child tax credit is a wonderful example of how giving people cash, giving families cash, trusting them with those resources really does work to, it's just a very powerful tool to address poverty. I mean, look, we spend billions of dollars a year in this country on anti-poverty programs, and we really don't move the needle. Here's something that we know did move the needle,
we
don't want to do it again.
I know, and I'm not going to let this experiment go that we had during COVID, because it proved once and for all that this can work, and people can be lifted out of poverty, and we have a program that was successful and did that. So I'm not going to let the Republicans off the hook in regards to that. But I want to get to what happened here in Wisconsin. We have a couple programs here that you're familiar with.
Did we
call? She's having a little bit of trouble again.
Okay. All right. We'll just see if we can get Rachel Barnhart.
If you can you elaborate on the program a little bit, if you can?
The Wisconsin program.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Well, Wisconsin also had, community by community.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go
in
ahead.
Regard, community by community with experimental programs for a guaranteed universal income that is targeted to low-income individuals. And it's been experimented throughout the state. Doesn't get a whole heck of a lot of press, and it should get a lot more press than it has been. And we find out about these programs when Republicans decide they want to get rid of all the programs statewide. And I want to get her input on all of this, because she's familiar with what happened in Wisconsin.
I wonder if it can get back to being a federal thing, a nationwide thing.
Right.
I mean, is it all state? That's what that's what needs to happen, is to.
I'm back again.
All right.
One of the reasons that we are doing these demonstrations across the country is to work towards a federal policy like the child tax credit, like baby bonds, like a safety net that gives people direct cash investments. And what we're hoping to do is continue to present the evidence, the data, because, it's quantifiable. We can quantify the impact on people's lives. And so what we want to do is get to that point where we can say, listen, we need to change our policies. We need to change what we're doing here because it's not working. But
no, I understand that that's true. And again, just like COVID and the child tax credit, it proved to be successful. And these guaranteed universal income programs have also proved to be very successful. And it's not getting the kind of press that I think this should be getting, because these are successful programs. People are directing the money that they get to apartment living, food, insurance. In fact, some of them have even invested and saved some of their money to start their own small businesses. Is that correct?
Oh, I think
I'm going to have her try and switch to a phone call, but Okay. For the,
all right.
For
all right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I want to try and find out if there is a national movement toward this, or if she has a website.
Well, she said a lot of these are kind of morphing into a national recognition of it, and if we can get there,
yeah,
I think that's the end result. At least we can try.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, but boy, if Trump gets in, everything's off the table. You know, well, it's punishment.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be.
Well, you're right, and it did work during the pandemic. I mean, this was a godsend to a lot of low-income folks when we were at our worst during the pandemic, and people had to stay home from their jobs and. And especially low income, if they had any income at all, it was really tough for those folks to make ends meet.
But I've been following this for a long time,
And
I was keeping my fingers crossed. I was very nervous about these programs and what the final result would be. Did it really help people? Did they really direct the money in the right direction?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they just sit back and take the money and not do anything at all and encourage laziness and not getting any jobs? But it didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Let's check in with Sam. And do we have Rachel back with us yet, Sam? I guess not. Okay.
Or he's working on it.
He's working on it. Just tried to use the phone here and see if we can get her going here. But
well, look,
Rachel
is going to have the cable guy on.
She can hear us now, Sam?
Yeah, well, yes, and now I'm on the good old-fashioned phone, okay? The internet wasn't working for me.
Back. All right.
Okay, we're still have 3 or 4 minutes here.
We're kind of filling
time,
in here.
Okay, and this time I won't drop out, so there we go.
Okay, excellent. Could you tell everybody what was happening here in Wisconsin with basic universal income?
Sure. Well, we know that Wisconsin had a very successful program in Madison with Madison Forward. There were 155 participants, and the data shows that people spent most of the money on basic needs like food and utilities and things at retail. But Wisconsin Republicans tried to ban guaranteed income. I believe it passed the assembly, but was vetoed by the governor. I believe there is another attempt, which is stuck in the Senate right now. And this is happening in other states too, where you're seeing Republicans in Iowa, Arizona, Texas is a big one, where they're trying to ban publicly funded local programs.
Right. Right. They think it's a government handout and people will just take the handout, not do anything with the money.
Yeah.
And yet there's proof. You know there's proof that this is working. People are not getting lazy or not looking for work. Yeah.
Right.
Talk about the success.
So what we call it is we call it an investment in you. And we really need to change our mindset because this is a country that thinks nothing of spending billions of dollars to give corporations tax breaks and grants and whatever, because we think of that as an investment. We think we're getting a return on the investment when we do these things for the corporations. But we don't think of investing in human beings and in their families. We don't think of that as an investment in which we get a return. But that is the wrong kind of thinking. People know what is best for their families. You know what we find when we invest in families? Parents have more time to spend with their children. That's wonderful, isn't it? It leads to better outcomes with their kids. We find that parents are able to quit that second job because they can go get a certificate to upskill and get a better job so that they can make more money and move ahead. We find that they're able to keep a roof over their heads. I mean, sometimes guaranteed income is survival money for some families. In Austin, Texas, we found that a majority of the cash was spent on housing, very expensive city, and people became more housing secure. People become more food secure. They tell us they're able to buy more healthy food. They tell us they're healthier in general, and their mental health is better. They experience less stress. So that's a return on the investment. That's a return that we're getting as a community, as a country, and we need to change our mindset when we think about why people are experiencing financial hardship. It's not because they did anything wrong. We have to stop blaming people for their circumstance and instead
Rachel, hang on.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right, we got to take a break.
Sure.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy with Family Show on location at Short Stack Eatery live at the corner of State and Johnson.
We're talking to Rachel Barnhart, and she is a director of Up Together, and they are nationwide, and they're looking over the guaranteed universal income program throughout the country and tallying the score and giving us some of the results here on program this morning. And I'm just wondering, Rachel, is there any kind of movement federal-wise? Do you have the ears of any of our congresspeople?
Sure. Well, you know, that's a really tough one, because what we saw in Congress was, and you know, under a Democratic president, we couldn't get the expanded child tax credit extended. So that was a real disappointment on the federal level. There is a bill to do a nationwide pilot by a New Jersey congresswoman. That bill has so far not really gone anywhere. And we right now have this what's called TANF. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's basically what we call welfare, cash welfare. And a lot of states are given flexibility in how they want to spend those funds. And believe it or not, a lot of states aren't spending those dollars on families. They're finding all different kinds of ways to spend these dollars, but not actually give the money to families. So we need a lot of reform here on the federal level. But what you're seeing is that states and localities are saying, we don't want to wait for Congress to get its act together. We want to do these demonstration projects ourselves. We have people in need right now. But of course, that raises questions of what? Sustainability, right? How do you enact something like this and pay for it at the state and local level? And it's hard. That's why you're seeing a lot of these programs funded by American Rescue Plan Act dollars. You're seeing a lot of philanthropic dollars diverted to these programs. And that's it's a good thing because there are people in need and this works. But then the question is, well, how do we continue to build this in? And what we try to argue is that there's a lot of wasteful spending on poverty. Figure out what's not working. Divert those dollars to investing directly into families.
Right. Well, Milton Friedman kind of talked about this a while back, the negative income. And I'm wondering, is there something that it was basically based on a person's income at that point, you know, a negative income, you would get money mm-hmm. back from the government. Is this kind of a version of that? Making it a universal income?
Yeah. So universal income would be for everyone, but I think that there are some common themes with what you're saying. What does it mean to have your basic needs met in this country? What does it mean to be able to thrive and have opportunity in this country? And I think by any definition right now, we could say that we don't agree on that. And for example, housing is not an entitlement in the United States. You have waiting lists for Section 8 vouchers. You have shelters that are full. If people can't find a place to stay, they're not guaranteed a place to stay. And so these are the questions that this country is still grappling with, even though we are a country of such abundance. And so this discussion on universal basic income and guaranteed income, these kinds of discussions kind of force the issue to say, well, what is it that we're trying to do here for families? What does that look like? And you've got a lot of conservatives saying, well, you know, you've got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And what we're finding is that so many of the people that we are serving are working very hard. They just can't get ahead. Because let me pose a scenario to you. Have you heard of the benefits cliff? That is you make $1 more than you're allowed to receive welfare benefits, and we yank the rug out from under you, and you lose more in benefits than you're getting from this job that in some cases we require you to work to get the benefits. This is not a system that is designed in any way to help people springboard ahead and pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
That's right. Now, universal basic income would mean that everybody gets it, no matter what your income, correct?
Yeah. That is what Andrew Yang was pushing, yes.
Right. So like Social Security.
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, what are the big differences? Guaranteed income is more targeted. So we want to solve a particular problem. Say we have moms with young kids. We want to focus on them. Say we have a very concentrated poverty in a particular zip code. We want to concentrate on that zip code. That's what guaranteed income does. Or we want to concentrate on immigrant families. You see or foster children, that's a new one that we're seeing a lot of pilots spring up for foster kids leaving the foster care system, becoming adults, wanting to invest in them to make sure that they have a cushion.
Well, Rachel, it's been great to talk with you. If people want to find out more, can you offer a website
Sure.
Tell us.
You can go to UpTogether, all one word, UpTogether.org. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate your interest in this, and I'm so sorry I kept cutting out at the beginning. But
well, that's okay. We know that your cable guy is coming out to take care of your problem.
That's
so
right.
We're all relieved.
All right. Thank you again.
All right. Rachel, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And we'll talk again about this. I appreciate you being here. All right.
That's Rachel Barnhart from UpTogether talking about universal basic income. Fascinating.
It's a great program.
Yeah.
More people should know about this. It's out there. They're testing it, and the individuals. I mean, basically, it allows for social and economic mobility
That's
to the
it.
People who don't have it right
don't
now.
Don't have enough to even scrape by.
Yeah. Huge program.
It is. Well, we want to thank Rachel for being with us, and we hope to have her back again sometime in the future. All right. That is going
to
do it.
Am I hearing the music here? But it's hard to hear anything.
It's been a crazy day here.
It's been really busy
here. Yeah. We got super busy, but that'll do it for this edition of the John and Gordy Family Show from Shortstack Eatery, and we thank them always for their support. We will be back bright and early tomorrow morning back in the studio.
We've got a lot planned.
Okay. We hope you have a great day. Get out and enjoy it. Have a good one. So long.
Come on. As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Knitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.